It's the Roy Rogers Show.
Happy trails to you. It's nice to meet again. Happy trails to you. Until the journey's end.
Post Grape Nuts Flakes, the great 2-minute energy cereal, brings you the Roy Rogers Show. Transcribed on the Double R Bar Ranch with Pat Brady and the Queen of the West, Dale Evans.
Happy trails to you. Time to ride again.
And here he is, in person, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Well, howdy, folks. You know, being a cowboy, you need lots of energy. That's why Grape Nuts Flakes is the cereal I like for strength and energy. Just 2 minutes after you eat a big bowlful, that whole wheat energy starts going to work for you. Try Grape Nuts Flakes, Buckaroos. They're great.
Separated from Paradise Valley by vast, foreboding Red Rim Mesa lies the bustling western town of Lightville. In the home of Sheldon Platt, owner of the only bank in the community, two strangers talk with a financier behind closed doors.
No one around here knows you, McKay. You're the sort of fellow that can go anywhere without attracting too much attention.
Oh, well, that's right, Mr. Platt. And I can follow orders.
Good. Now, Ludlow, you're a good hand with horses. And you look like you'd be pretty handy if the going gets rough. Well,
that's the way I like it, boss. The rougher, the better.
All right, fine. Now, we have weeks to work out the details. We'll operate with saddle-broke wild horses taken from the Red Rim Mesa herd. We'll turn them loose after you pull the job, and they'll never be traced because they'll go back to the herd. Now, McKay, you'll be able to buy a couple of suitable Mustangs from the ranchers around Paradise Valley. When you get them, I've arranged your
ride. And some weeks later, Platt gives the word to his henchmen. McKay and Ludlow enter the unlocked bank, take the cash from the vault, and ride off into the silent, deserted night on their half-wild saddle Mustangs. Unseen, they leave sleeping Lightville. And an hour later, the rocky floor of Red Rim Mesa rings beneath the hoofs of their flying mounts.
We're headed in the right direction. Platt will flash the car lights when he hears the horses.
There, McKay. I saw a flash off to the left.
Pull up. He signals us again.
Oh, boy.
Hold your tongue.
I'm going to hate to turn this horse loose with the wild ones. I got to like him.
I won't mind losing the mare. She's fast, and she acted all right tonight. But she's a born spook.
There go the car lights again.
Yeah, wait a minute. Once, twice, three flashes. That's a signal that the coast is clear. Hey, this mare's trembling like a reed in the wind. Let's go. Come on now. Up there, Storm. Steady, you. Steady, Storm. Ludlow, help me. She's rearing.
Coming, McKay. Hold her.
Down, you demon, you. Ludlow, help me. I can't stay on her. Go. Oh.
McKay, where are you?
Right here. Help me up, Little. She threw me. She's gone, the miserable rogue.
Well, we were supposed to turn the horses loose anyway. Here, you hop up behind me and we'll ride over to the car.
Ludlow, you fool. We've got to catch that mare. Hmm? Every cent we took from the vault was in her saddlebag.
Several days have passed. Around a crackling fire in the living room at the Double R Bar Ranch, Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Pat Brady, and the sheriff are relaxing and swapping yarns.
All I can say is I'm glad Lightville ain't in my jurisdiction. Those bank robbers disappeared into nowhere and nobody seen them in the first place.
Well, why don't we forget it until tomorrow? I thought we were going to sing some songs.
That's for me. Dale, what'll we sing?
Hey, how about my favorite ballad? Yesterday went by today, and here it is tomorrow.
I don't believe I know that one.
Pat's just kidding.
Oh, excuse me. You think of something while I see who this is.
Mr. Rogers, do you remember me?
Why, I... Why, sure, Mr. McKay. Come on in.
But I really can't stay, but I was...
Well, folks, this is Sandy McKay from Oregon, wasn't it?
Yes, Oregon.
I sold him that nice little wild mare about 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Well, about the mare, Rogers, has she come back here?
Come back here? Why, no. What happened?
But she ran away from me. She shied and threw me one day. And that was the last that anyone ever saw of her.
Well, she wouldn't come all the way back down here from Oregon.
Well, it's possible, Sheriff. Wild instincts are pretty strong.
But I had business in these parts anyway, so I just thought I'd inquire. Are you sure you haven't seen her?
Well, no, Mr. McKay. And if a saddled mare turned up on the spread, someone would certainly notice her.
A saddled mare? What do you mean?
Well, you weren't riding her bareback, were you?
Oh, no, that's right, of course.
You know, if I was you, I'd see if I couldn't locate the wild horse herd that hangs around Red Rim Mason.
That's a mighty good idea, Pat. That's where we got the mare just about a year ago, Mr. McKay, and if she came back this way, she might have joined the herd.
Well, we've looked there. Well, I mean, I crossed the mesa on my way over this afternoon, and I didn't see any wild horses.
The herd shows up there quite often, though. Excuse me, Mr. McKay, I haven't even asked you to sit down.
Well, that's all right. I have to be leaving anyway. You're sure Storm didn't come back here?
I'm sure of it. I'll certainly keep an eye open for her, though. Where can I reach you?
Well, I'm staying with friends. I'll get in touch with you again if I don't find. But thank you very much. Oh, good night, everyone.
Good night. Well, he's a strange one.
Roy, he acted like he didn't believe you.
Yeah, he certainly seemed upset.
Hey, we forgot to ask McKay if Storm had her foal.
That's right. She was due to have a colt, well, just about this time. We'll ask him if he gets in touch with us again. And now, I know what we can sing.
A silver thread among the gold?
Nope. Here's sort of a new one.
It would take more than a pack of wild horses pulling your wagon to keep you from me. It would take more than superior forces, even a dragon, to keep you from me.
Say, Bullet's making a terrible racket. Where is he?
Well, he's shut up in the stable with Trigger.
I guess he don't appreciate your singing.
Hadn't we better go see what's going on out there?
Yeah, we'd better. Come on. Hey, Bullet, what's the matter out there?
Roy, look. Over on the tack room side of the barn, a flashlight.
Someone's in there.
Halt, in the name of the law!
He don't want to halt.
Well, we can try to stop him, but... we didn't. Once he doused that flashlight, there was no target. Come on, let's see what he was up to. Pat, you let Bullet loose.
Okay, Roy.
Where's the light switch, Roy?
Right here. Let's see, the black and silver saddle's still here. And a fancy red one.
They're both of your stock saddles.
There's Pat's. No saddles missing. They've been disturbed on the rack, though. Well, thanks for calling us out here, Bullet. Now, quiet, boy.
Hey, what happened, Roy? Anything missing?
No, the saddles are all here, and they're the most valuable things.
What are you talking about? I keep a box of spare parts for Nellybell in here, and... it's okay. They ain't been touched.
Roy, who do you think it was?
I think it was our friend Sandy McKay. Checking to be sure Storm's saddle wasn't here.
Well, let's send Bullet after him. He'll bring him back.
I don't think we want to bring him back yet, Pat. I think if we take a trip to Red Rim Mesa, we might find McKay and Storm. And I've got a hunch we'll find out something about the bank robbery in Lightville.
How about him? How about him? How about those grape nuts flakes?
How about those grape nuts flakes?
How about him? How about him?
How about those grape nuts flakes? They are so good, good for you too. The 2-minute energy works for you. So how about him? How about him? How about grape nuts flakes?
Yep, how about those grape nuts flakes? Take an old hand's advice, partners. Tomorrow, when you roll out of your bunk, corral a bowl full of that great energy-giving cereal, Grape Nuts Flakes. Grape Nuts Flakes are called the great 2-minute energy cereal because 2 minutes after you polish off a bowlful, their powerhouse whole wheat energy starts to go to work for you. That's the kind of quick energy you fellas and gals need. You'll go for Grape Nuts Flakes sugar-roasted flavor. It's delicious. So ask Mom to get you Grape Nuts Flakes, the 2-minute energy cereal. Look for Roy's picture on the front of the package.
What do you mean, Roy? Some sidewinder pouring through your saddles wouldn't connect up with the bank robbery in Lightville.
Well, this goes back about a year ago, Sheriff. Dale, Pat, do you remember when we got Storm?
You mean the time we saw the big herd of wild horses on the mesa and decided to see if we could catch one?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, I remember. It was a real mean, threatening day. You and Dale were riding Trigger and Buttermilk, And I was trying to prove to you that Nellie Bell could run down wild mustangs a lot better than a horse could.
Whoa, there. Take it easy.
Whoa,
Nellie Bell. Whoa.
We're never going to get a wild horse out of that herd. We can't get close enough to them. Every time they hear Nellie Bell, they light out like Sam 60.
Well, it's going to rain anyway. We might as well go home. Who wants a wild horse in the first place?
I'd sure like to get a loop on that little sorrel mare. Mustangs don't generally amount to much, but she's got real style.
Well, I'm ready to give up. The herd's run down onto the plain.
Hey, look. The mare's coming back. She's skirting the edge of the mesa towards Picture Rocks. Let's make one more try for her.
All right, but it's going to rain. I hate to get Nellie Bell soaked to the skin.
Well, Nellie Bell's just what we don't need to catch that mare, Pat. Why don't you go back to the ranch? Dale and I will work along the rocks here on the east side.
You threw a slick loop on her, Roy, but she certainly doesn't like it.
There, Trigger. The rope's fast on the saddle horn. Hold her steady as you can, boy.
Don't get too close to her, Roy.
I've got to gentle her sometime, and now's the time to start. Easy there, girl. Now, steady, baby. I'm not going to hurt you. Settle down.
Roy, don't get so close to her head.
Well, once I get a hand on her, she'll be all right. Easy now. Easy. Now, take a good look at her, and then I'll come a little closer.
Roy, that's wonderful. I wouldn't touch her yet, though. Look out!
I should have figured this out before. I'm going to cut her loose, Dale.
Now, why'd you do that? You were getting along just fine with her.
Dale, the mare has a colt somewhere in these rocks. That's why she left the herd and came back. Come on, let's follow her. Stay here, Trigger.
Stay with Trigger, Buttermilk. Golly, these rocks are a regular labyrinth.
It's a pretty good place to hide a colt when there's strangers around. In fact, she'd probably fold in here. Hurry, Dale. There's trouble ahead.
Roy, there's the mare, and there's a colt.
And she got here just in time, and so did we. Look crossing that rock just above her.
A cougar!
Yeah, and a big one. That mare's plenty game. But she wouldn't have a chance against that cat. Steady, girl. We'll help you out.
Roy, look out. The cat sees us.
And he saw us too late.
Oh, good work, Roy. He rolled off that rock like lightning struck him.
That's one cat that won't raid the wild horses anymore. Now let's see if the colt's all right. I think the mare will be easy to handle now. Steady there, girl. Easy now. We aren't going to hurt the monster. What do you say? You going to let me take hold of what's left of this rope?
Oh, Roy, this colt is the cutest little fellow. How old would you say he is?
Well, about 2 months. Now, steady, girl. Dale isn't going to hurt him.
Steady there. That's it. The colt's badly frightened, Roy.
Yeah. The mare knows we helped her out of a tough spot. Look, she's let me touch her mother.
Roy, let's try to take them both home. The mare's had a rough day of it. The herd's miles away across the mesa. I don't think we ought to leave this little fellow out in the rain.
All right, Dale. We'll try to lead them back.
Can I have the colt? I'd like to keep him and name him Lucky.
Sure, Dale. And I'll see if I can do anything with the mare. I think I'll name her Storm. All right, Storm. We'll take you to a nice warm barn and see how you like it. Well, we've got her, Sheriff. Then McKay came around wanting to buy a saddle-broke wild horse, and he promised to give her a good home, so I sold her.
Sure, I remember the whole deal now. You told him she might be a little spooky, particularly in that cougar country. You told him to ride her easy because she looked like she was in foal.
All right, stretch a point and say McKay rode her on the bank robbery. But if they made a clean getaway with the money, why is he so anxious to get the mare back?
Maybe they didn't make a clean getaway with the money. He seemed as interested in the saddle as he was in Storm.
Dale's right, Sheriff. We may find McKay up on the mesa in the morning, and we may find even more in the rocks where we found Storm the first time.
Hold it, everyone!
What's that way across the mesa against the horizon? Get the glasses on it, Dale.
Right, Roy. It's a truck.
Any men around it?
Let's see. Yes, there's a rider standing next to the truck. Oh, and there's another one. He's riding a wide circle.
You can't make out the faces, can you?
Oh, Roy, they're 4 miles away.
Well, it's probably McKay, all right. Let's hightail it over there and see what they're up to.
Well, this is no time to rush them and scare them off. We better split up, though. Pat, you and the sheriff stay here. Take the glasses, climb up on the rocks, and keep an eye on those men.
Roy,
Good girl, Starmie. I had a hunch we'd find you here, and you sure did yourself mighty proud.
Oh, this little foal is wonderful. He can't be more than 2 days old.
Now, Storm Saddle will tell the story. The cinch is getting loose, but she hasn't lost it. Look in the saddlebags on that side, Dale, and I'll check over here. Steady there, Storm.
Roy, you were right. It's stuffed full of bills. 20s, 50s, 100s.
Yeah, same thing on this side. You'd practically have to rob a bank to get this much money.
Roy, why were you so sure we'd find Storm here?
Wild horse instinct's a strange thing, Dale. I knew this would be Storm's second foal, and a young wild mare will always have her second foal in the same place she has her first, if she can possibly get there. Don't know what makes them do it, but they do.
Maybe everything turned out so well for her the first time that she figured... Well, even if it's just plain wonderful instinct, she's told us who robbed the bank in Lightville. All we have to do now is find McKay and arrest him.
McKay didn't pull that robbery alone, Dale. And I have a plan to find out who his accomplices were. Storm girl, Dale's going to lead you out onto the mesa. You're going to have to leave your colt here for a while, but I know you'll come running back to him. I'll stay here, and I'll guarantee you that nothing will happen to him.
Time for another Roy Rogers reminder. Always do your best. Yep, friends, that's Roy's reminder for today. He'd like you to try to put all the effort you can behind everything you do, at home, in school, or at play. When you do that, everyone will look up to you. To do his best, a man needs strength and energy, which means you have to stay healthy. And to do that, you've got to eat right. Good, nourishing food like Grape Nuts Flakes, the cereal Roy likes best for building up strength and energy. Yes, partners, Roy eats Grape Nuts Flakes for energy. His picture's on every package. Yes, Roy likes those swell-tasting Grape Nuts Flakes because their whole wheat energy starts going to work for you just 2 minutes after you eat a big, malty-rich bowlful. That's energy you need for most everything you do during the day. And you'll like sugar-roasted Grape Nuts Flakes. They have a flavor that's malty-rich, makes them mighty good to eat. So if you want to be king of the cowboys in your corral, ask your mom to get you Grape Nuts Flakes, the great 2-minute energy cereal.
Grape Nuts Flakes is one of the Triple Wrap Post cereals. Guaranteed fresh or triple your money back.
Roy and Dale find the wild mare Storm in the picture rocks with a new foal and with her saddlebags stuffed with currency stolen from the Lightville Bank. Dale leads Storm out to the mesa again, planning a trap for McKay and his henchmen, who search in vain at the other side of the rocky plateau for the wild horse herd.
Why did you chase the herd off into the woods? Why didn't you pocket them against the rocks on the north side?
What difference does it make, Platt? We didn't spot the mare.
No, and we looked pretty careful.
Well, we'd have to try again tomorrow, if the herd comes back here tomorrow.
Well, we had more men, we could surround the herd. This way we gotta chase them where they lead us.
More men? That's stupid, Ludlow. We'd give the whole deal away.
Maybe it'd be better to cut a few men in and make sure we capture the mare. This way none of us are getting a cent.
McKay, we're going to find that mare. We're going to find that saddle. And we aren't cutting anyone else in.
Hey! There goes a horse.
Glasses on her. Quick, McKay.
Yes. Right. That's her. That's Storm, and the saddle's still on her.
Let me see. Huh? Right on his horse, heading for those rocks at the north end.
All right, let's go after her.
Not on horseback, you fools. Uh-huh. Get in the truck, quick.
Right, boss.
Come on, Ludlow, move.
All right, I'm coming.
This is our only chance to catch her. We can do at least 50 miles an hour across this smooth rock. The mare's got a start on us, but not too much of a start. All right, pile out. She went into those rocks. She's only a few yards ahead of us.
Good. Now, we'll get her this time. You got your rope ready, Ludlow?
You bet I have.
That fool mare hasn't even got enough brains to find the herd.
She had enough brains to throw you, McKay. And it's lucky for you that we've tracked her down.
Well, she wasn't such a bad horse. McKay just didn't know how to handle her.
There she is.
Yeah. Oh, Storm, when I lay my hands on you, I'll whip you within an inch of your...
Cut it out, McKay.
Don't scare her. I'll handle her.
Well, go ahead, Ludlow.
Easy there, Storm. Now, take it easy, girl. All we want is your saddle. Then we'll let you loose again.
Hey!
there's a little colt here with her.
Huh?
Well, I'll
never be your... mind the colt. Get that saddle off her.
Sure. Well, what do you think I'm doing? There you are, Storm. Must feel good to you to get that thing off after 3 days. Here we are, boys.
Oh, at last, at last. Over 100,000 in crisp green bills. Wait a minute. Saddlebags are empty.
What? Mr. Platt, we put the money there.
I warned you what'd happen if you double-crossed me. Don't make a move, either one of you.
Platt, no, no. Put those guns down.
Fine story, you thieving rats. Where'd you hide the money? Hurry up, talk.
Platt, we put it there. Maybe someone stole it.
No one knew, and the horse was running wild. I'm going to count three, and then I'm going to pull the triggers.
Boss!
One.
Boss, no!
Two.
Platt, no, no.
Three.
Shoot Ross again if you want to, because it's the only thing you're going to shoot.
Who are you?
Rogers. He's the fella McKay bought the mare from.
You bet I am, and I'm the fella who's taking the mare back. Now, who's the one with the itchy gun hand?
McKay, let him. Don't open your mouths.
That's all right. I'd rather you told me anyway.
Pull it off! Pull him off! Help! Help!
Yeah, come on.
Help the boss, Ludlow.
Help him when he was going to shoot us?
Well, then grab his guns and throw them to me.
Come and get his guns yourself, McKay, if you dare.
No, I didn't mean it, Rogers. I was just...
You were just going to get the same thing your boss did.
Ludlow, help me! Help me!
Nothing doing. I'm going to watch this guy. He can really fight.
Now, you look tougher than the other two. And that doesn't make any difference.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Leave me out of this. I'm just a plain, peace-loving safecracker. I know when I'm out of my league.
Hey, Roy, what's going on?
We've seen the mare run into the rocks, and we've seen these fellas jump out of the truck and follow her.
It worked, Roy. Storm led them right where you wanted them.
Sure did, Dale. Sheriff, there's McKay, and I know who this big fellow is. Do you recognize the man lying on the ground? He's the boss.
Well, let's see now. His face looks familiar, but...
Hey, that's Mr. Platt from Lightville. Why, he owns the bank that was robbed.
What?
Oh, I'd have told you that if you'd asked me.
Ludlow, I don't quite know what to do about you.
What are you talking about, Roy? You aren't going to let him go, are you?
Far from it. But I sort of like the way he handled Storm. Well, Sheriff, we better get those two on their feet. And you and Pat can take three of them right over to the police in Lightville. Dale and I will take Trigger and Buttermilk and go home.
What are we going to do about Storm and her colt? Well, he's small enough so that I could carry him on Buttermilk with me.
Well, as long as Storm's colt's so young...
Mr. Rogers, if you want to hang on to her for 10 or 15 years, you know, until I get back from where I'm going, I might be interested in buying her.
Ludlow, if you behave yourself, you might get out sooner than that. Certainly a lot sooner than Platt and McKay will. And when you do, look me up. Maybe I can convince you that horses are a better way to make a living than safe-cracking. Folks, Dale and Pat and I, with Trigger and Bullet and our Big Western Variety Show, are winding up our personal appearance tour with Atlanta, Georgia, tomorrow, and Chattanooga, Tennessee, on Saturday, May 2nd. We've been mighty proud to meet so many new friends and to hear the nice things you've said about Post Cereals. This is Roy Rogers saying to all of you, from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you next week.
The Roy Rogers Show was brought to you tonight by Post Grape Nuts Flakes, the great 2-minute energy cereal. Grape Nuts Flakes is the cereal Roy likes best for strength and energy. Look for the picture of Roy and Trigger on the front of the package. The Roy Rogers Show can be heard again next week at this same time with Pat Brady, Dale Evans, and the King of the Cowboys himself, Roy Rogers. An Art Rush production written and directed by Fran Van Hartisfeld, with music by Milton Charles. Remember what Roy Rogers says. Post Sugar Crisp is the cereal treat that's fun to eat. Roy's right, fellas and gals. As a cereal, it's dandy, with milk or cream. For snacks, it's so handy, or you can eat it like candy right out of the box. Post Sugar Crisp is excitingly new, deliciously different. Nourishing puffed wheat, candy-coated with honey and sugar. Ask Mom to get Post Sugar Crisp in the big red, white, and blue box with the three bears on the front tomorrow.